Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I'll go down this way. Oh, yeah, the shower center. Where these are the expensive seats here. Boy, you feel you got your money's worth out of this seat? Because it was you had to pay extra for it.
Got my money's worth, but I'm sorry if I seemed a little shy before, but no. I think the president's sitting next to me.
The president of what?
The United States.
Oh. He doesn't seem to be in his seat right now.
I'm in awe. No. Oh, my hat.
Yeah. Oh.
He lost weight. Okay.
Very nice. Always a pleasure talking to you. Sometimes more than others, I got to admit, but usually a pleasure, I probably should say, a little more accurate. How you doing? Pretty good?
All right. Yeah.
Pretty good today.
What you up to these days? Today, yesterday's not so good though, right? Are you feeling better anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to be. What you got going on tonight? Anything?
No, nothing.
Tomorrow something?
No, just cut some wood.
Don't you think I ought to make some plans and maybe do something sometime?
I came here.
I know you came here, and I appreciate that. But I'm thinking about you, and you need a little more of a social life, don't you? Have you got any social life at all?
No, not really.
No. What about the bird club? You could join that or something.
My mother was a member.
Oh yeah, I bet you. You met a lot of people, I bet, and yeah, a lot of birds. And
yeah, she did.
She's right there.
Yeah. Hi. How are you? Oh, hi. How are you? So, yeah, you're not going to get out of it that easy, though. I mean, what about clogging, dancing, clog dancing?
No, not into that too much.
No? Well, what interests you, then? Let's see if we can figure out something here for you. Well, let me ask your mother. Don't you think you should do a little more socializing?
Sure you should, but I don't know what...
Did you ever have a talk with them about it, or...?
No.
No, you don't want to, want to press them into do something they don't, but... Card club. You join a card club is a good thing.
Computer.
Computer? Well, you got to get off that computer, though, too. He's on
it a lot.
I know. Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go on this. I want you to think about this.
All right.
Okay, your name is?
Bill.
Bill, nice talking to you. Not too much pressure on you. And nice to meet you as well. You did a nice job with Bill. He's a very nice young man. Okay, where's Lynette Mayer? Okay, I got to get a pronunciation from you on HUBERTUS. Okay, well, can I get you to stand up here? As future reference, if anyone comes in here, Garrison or somebody wants to make a local reference, it should be pronounced
Hubertus.
Thank you very much. Sounds I want to know. Hubertus. Hubertus, because Hubertus is actually something obscene in Latin. So you don't want to say that. Hubertus. Okay, no, Hubertus. I can't believe I said that. I feel so bad about it now, in retrospect. Kaylee Hop? Hoppy? Hopi? Hoppy? Hopi or Hoppy? Huh? Kathy. Oh, I got the Kathy wrong, too. Okay, Kathy. But I'm stuck on a Hoppy.
Kathy with two E's.
Yeah, the last name.
Hoppy.
Okay.
I'm married to him. He went to high school with you. He went to Washington High School.
Yeah. Oh, he did, really?
Yeah.
Well, we both aged really well.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, thank you very much. He went to high school, and she... Okay, your question is, why is it so hard to buy a Valentine's gift for a man? I think it's because we look so terrible in crotchless panties. That would be my, especially red. Does Jockey even make them? I don't know if they even make them. What? Yes.
She has two questions.
Okay, hand it back to her then.
I loaned her my question that I had sent to you in Madison several times and it never got answered. Do Christian Scientists take their dogs to the vet?
Okay,
I'm not gonna answer it, but thank you for asking. That's all I need is getting in trouble with a Christian Scientist yet. Oh boy. Let's see. They take their dogs to the vet. Did my wife marry a caveman? Interesting thing for Jeff Benton contractor to say. There's Jeff Benton, contractor. Can I, let me squeeze past you here. This is going to require some hands-on. Pardon me, I'm sorry to make you get up. Jeff Benton, contractor. Is this the wife we're talking about here?
My wife.
Yes.
Stand up, Jeff, if you don't mind. How are you?
I'm good. I'm dressed up for today.
Yeah, very nice sweater. Very nice sweater. Did you pick that out yourself?
No.
Did my wife marry a caveman? Explain.
You can't answer that until I tell you a story.
Okay.
I took my wife for an anniversary one year. We went to a fantasy suite, and I had her brought to the room by friends, and she didn't know where she was. Okay. When they got to the room, all
so
they
she
heard,
was blindfolded and tied up or whatever, and brought to a...
To be. Right. When they got to the door, all they heard was grunting. Of course, that was me. excuse me. That was a caveman inside. Mm-hmm. When they went in, I jumped out after them, and my wife fell to the floor, and of course, that's perfect for a caveman, because then he gets to just drag her in and claim her for his own.
Do I want to hear how this ends? I think I've heard too much already, but is there a nice family version of this ending of this?
Well, I'm not going to get into details.
No, please don't. There's too many already. You know.
Of course, when everybody fell to the floor and were peeing in their pants, they thought it was quite comical.
Okay, well, I got to go now. Excuse me. You have my utmost respect, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Sweet. Nice idea, too, the room and everything. Huh?
He had an outfit.
Okay, really? I got to go now. How are you? Pretty good?
Just fine.
Yeah.
I've listened to you on the radio, and it's great to be here in person.
Oh, well, nice to be here myself. And what are you doing these days?
Preparing tax returns.
Oh, what fun for you.
What?
What fun for you.
Oh, yes, but I took a break this morning.
Do you ever, if you do tax, you're a CPA or something?
No, I'm a tax preparer.
Tax preparer, okay. My dad was a CPA. But, you know, all those tax returns, you just start filling in things randomly after a while. you're doing like your 30th return, you know, and
well, once in a while you're tempted, but you don't do it that way.
No. I was wondering, just sort of freak out for a while. Just put in any number there and any number of deductions. And well, nice to meet you. You are?
Fred Seafeld.
Fred. All right. And is this Mrs. Seafeld?
Yes, it is. I'm just great. Thank you.
Taxes in order?
No, not yet.
No. See, the tax preparer never does his own taxes. Little known fact.
I'm the last one, you know.
Yeah. And did you, see, you had something else you said?
I said I'm a Washington High School graduate.
You too? How do you like that? What was your name?
Barbara Ginther.
Barbara Ginther. What year were you?
Oh, you don't really want to know.
It's probably the same one as mine, actually, the way things are going. Well, nice to see you again. We got a lot of Washington graduates here, apparently. How do you like that? That's scary. Pete Hoffman, football coach. Right here. Pete Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Hoffman, can you stand up here, coach? Give me a ripsaw, bigger than a buzzsaw. You still coaching?
I still coach JV football, yes.
Yeah. And where are you coaching at?
Hartford High School.
Hartford High School, Hartford Union. How are they sizing up this year?
Well, we don't know that until we start in August. Yeah. But we always believe that we're going to have a good team.
Yeah. You go to junior high schools and solicit players?
No.
Make them offers they can't refuse and get them to sign a letter of intent there.
Whoever lives in our district and comes out, that's what we have.
Come on. Give me the real answer here, coach. You got to promise them like a Corvette or something, you know, when they get to be 16. And
you don't promise them anything.
No, I get you. You can't promise them anything.
Okay.
But you can go in there with a picture of a Corvette and say, nice car, huh?
That's right.
An eighth grader is going to see that and say, you know, play a little Union football.
Right.
Be a little Oriole.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah, we have organized football from 6th grade through 12th grade here in Hartford.
Can we see any trends over the 49 years you're coaching? Are we getting we're getting some 300-pounders now.
Well, that's JV. One big thing, the kids are much, much bigger than they were when I first started coaching.
Yeah.
It used to be that 200 pounds was considered big for an offensive defensive lineman, but now you better be up to 240, 250.
It's kind of scary, though, isn't it?
At the high school level, yes.
Yeah. Are they doing that on purpose, or are they just kids eat a lot more than they used to? I mean they're trying to bulk up for football and all
that? Yes, they try to bulk up. Yeah, so they eat more, and weightlifting has made a huge difference in the caliber of athletes that come through in high schools.
Yeah, okay. All right. And so that's great. And the team is looking. You were varsity coach, though, right? Most of that time.
I was varsity coach. Now I'm JV coach.
Are you looking for anything to move outside the Union High School sphere? Anything, some pro openings, I know?
I had a grandson who asked my son, what does Grandpa do for a living? Yeah. And my son said, well, he's retired. Well, grandson says, he should get a job. And my son said, what job should he get? And he says, why doesn't he go work for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah. We could use somebody, I think, you know. Maybe some defensive coach would be good. Huh?
I didn't catch the question.
Defensive coach? Can you ever do that?
No, I'm primarily an offensive coach.
Okay. Well, we could use that, too, come to think of it.
That's correct.
Nice to meet you, coach.
All right. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Coach Pete Hoffman. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what quiz shows are supposed to do, pretty much. Otherwise, you're some kind of a fraud. Did you want to do it?
Love to.
No kidding. Well, stand up here. Let's see if you qualify.
I qualify.
You do? You have a background in quiz shows?
Oh,
have
definitely.
Been on a, yeah. Have you been on a quiz show before?
No? No, I haven't.
Do you watch any of those quiz shows on TV or on the radio?
Occasionally. I listen to you almost every Saturday.
Okay, then you're qualified. Come on up. Come on up here. Walk this way. Walk this way. There's never been a man more qualified. If he can listen every Saturday, he deserves some sort of recompense. Have a seat there if you would. We'll learn all about you. Or mostly. Oh, you never did a caveman thing, did you?
No, sir.
Did you ever hear such a thing?
Not touching it.
No, my wife, you know, she'd come in with the club, actually. But that would be the caveman part of it. And your name is?
Frank Wilkie.
Frank, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Are you from around here? Or?
Just outside of Heartland.
Yeah, and what do you do out there?
I own a web design business.
Web design? Oh, that's cool.
About 17 years.
No kidding. What do you design webs?
Mm-hmm. Websites.
Websites. I was wondering what that was, web design.
Not the spider web.
Yeah. What did you do before web design?
I own a satellite communications business.
Satellite communications. Wow. You sell that for big money?
No, it kind of went away with the little dishes.
Oh, okay.
We were doing the TV radio stations.
Oh, wow.
The big ones.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Well, that's mm-hmm. really cool. And web design going pretty good for you?
17 years worth.
Yeah.
Still very busy.
Yeah, well, that's very cool. Very cool. What do you do for kicks?
Enjoy my Corvettes, boating.
Corvettes, see? Sign up, play at the Union. Get a Corvette. That's pretty much what I'm saying. You have Corvettes, huh? More than one?
Yes, sir.
How many you got?
Two.
Well, it's more than one.
It's more than one.
I always thought a fleet, but that's cool. Two car. What years you got there?
I've got a, currently driving a 05, mm-hmm. and then I have a 93. That's in excellent shape, 1993. Uh-huh. And dreaming for the new C7 models that are coming out.
A C7, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is it a 93?
93, yep.
Yeah. Which one was that now? What did that look like?
That was called the C4 model,
uh-huh.
and it had the headlights that flipped over and more of a rounded rear end to it.
Was that the ducks behind on that one? You know.
Yes.
Yes, that one. Yeah. Nice. That's a nice car.
That's going to go there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a nice car. Cool.
But,
cool.
Yeah, black one, and it's...
Always been a Corvette man or something before?
On the last probably 7 years, 8 years, I used to be in sports cars when I was younger. And
yeah.
You got to be a little older these days to be able to afford the Corvettes. That's the average age is somewhere between 55 and 60 for Corvette owners.
Yes. You have to at least be on your midlife crisis to have a Corvette.
Yeah.
Or better.
And the kids are gone and all those things. You know.
Right. And use their college funds. It's all the leftovers from the college funds. Really. You can... Now, who gets that money, by the way? That's coming up soon, I got to think. Because if they don't use all their college funds, that should revert to the guy who put it in there.
I sent my... 14-year-old granddaughter at the time, a picture of the 93.
Yeah.
And her first email back to me ever was, Grandpa, I want the car. Mm. And then about 20 minutes later, I got the second email, Grandpa, I love you.
I'm sure the second one got held up.
I told her she had it backwards.
Yeah. web traffic, you know, a lot of web traffic. So the second one got held up and got there actually after the. So you know how this quiz works. Someone
yes,
out
I
there,
do.
Because you've heard it, I guess, and you should know it works. Someone will call in and play along with you. And how would they do that, Sarah Nix?
They pick up the phone and dial 262-670-6549.
And that spells nothing.
Nothing.
That's what's wrong. 262-670-6549.
Yeah.
I got that right. And that's the number to call. And you get to play along here with Frank. If you can answer this qualifying question, what famous bowl does Hustisford, just down the road, lay claim to? Famous bowl game in Hustisford. Did I say that right? Thank you. Hustisford might be. Famous bowl. Hustisford down the road here from us. So those that lay claim to, probably heard of it there. Let's go to the Kevin in here in Wisconsin. Kevin.
Yes.
How
Kevin
are you?
Michalowski. Hey, I heard you talking to Pete Hoffman. He was actually my history teacher at Hartford High School. So.
Yeah. How come? Let me ask you this, though, Kevin. How come it's the history teachers who are always the coaches and never the English teachers? You ever wonder about that?
We had some good English teachers who were coaches as well.
Really?
Rick Brown was the cross-country coach.
Oh. Yeah, not football coaches, though.
I couldn't tell you.
If you understood that, you'd understand a lot, I think.
Yeah,
always the history teachers doing the coaching. Kevin, what famous bowl does Hustisford down the road lay claim to? Bowl.
The answer you're looking for is the toilet bowl.
The famous toilet bowl. Yes, sirree. Did you ever play in that bowl, Kevin?
No, I didn't. I used to live over near Hustisford for a little while, but I went to watch it. I could never get drunk enough to play in it.
Really? Did you try? That's not that hard to do, is it?
Yeah.
What are you doing these days, Kevin?
I'm a magazine editor.
Oh, you are? Which one do you edit?
I edit Concealed Carry magazine for the handgun industry.
Conceal and Carry?
Yes.
Have you got one on you? No. Are you packing that magazine?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good man. Keep it on you at all times. All right, so yeah, Kevin, Frank.
Hi, Kevin.
Frank, Kevin.
How you doing, Frank?
Okay.
I'm doing well. You?
Great.
Okay, you guys are a team right now, so you work together on all things, and we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do.
I'm wondering what those were. You're just confirming that we had various categories.
Yes. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Kevin, what would you like?
Let's start with school.
School, okay. Oh, the motto. Oh, if you're listening earlier, I'd be surprised. But in case you were, you would probably know this. The motto of the Kissel car was one of the following. Look at or go, every inch a car, or tomorrow's car today.
I should know that. I know the most famous car is the Gold Bug, and I've been to the museum, but I can't remember the...
Every inch a car.
Frank's got it. Every inch a car. You go with that?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, every inch a car. Every inch.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
Current events.
Frank, okay, current events. All right, Wisconsin now, this is a current event, I guess. A new number one in production of a certain commodity or crop. Of course, we know about so many of them, but now it's taken the lead from another state. Now is the number one producer of what?
Cheese.
Non-cheese crop. What crop? Vegetable-type crop.
Cranberries?
Non-cranberry vegetable-type crop.
Milk.
The only thing I can think of is ginseng. I know we're a leader in that.
It's a tuber-type vegetable crop that mostly grows in the ground and not a potato exactly, but at all, really. We're now the number one producer of that. We're talking about 118,900 tons of this particular vegetable that we all have.
Cranberries?
All have in our vegetable bin.
Onions.
Can't really go to a salad bar, not running into this crop. What crop is it, I'm wondering? Wisconsin is now number one in production of. Surprisingly.
Carrots?
Carrots are right! Holy cow! Right off the bat, he got it. How do you like that? It's a lot of carrots. 37% of American carrots come from Wisconsin, and I thought it was important you know that.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Yes, okay. It's a lot of carrots.
I had heard we took the cheese back from California, too.
Did we take? Oh, good. Yeah. They're happy cows. Happy cows. Get to watch dolphins off the coast of California. Oh, a bunch of hype.
The categories
are cows can watch carp. Our happy cows are watching carp, and they're a lot more entertaining than some, you know, because they're flapping around in the mating time. I'm a cow. I'd much rather watch carp than dolphin. You see them every so often. Oh, there's carp. Big deal. You know, carp, they're right out there. What were you saying?
I was saying that the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Right.
Let's try it. People.
Yeah. People. Okay. Sorry, I got carried away. Let's see. Identity theft, robocalls, or guys with a bucket of tar and a broom wanting to fix the roof. What most bothered Wisconsin residents in 2012?
Robocalls.
Robocalls. Oh, boy. That wasn't hard. That was universal. Oh. Wow. Yes. Weren't they terrible? Horrible. 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 They should be illegal, I think. Identity theft, I always say, who steals my identity steals nothing. Well, they could quit here. They've won, haven't they?
They have. They've won the quiz, in fact.
Yeah. But should they quit?
Well, that's up to them. They could quit now and take home some great prizes, or they could answer one more question correctly and win even more great prizes.
You mean the famous one-fer?
The famous one-fer for the mother load.
They could win everything if they... Well, I don't know, you guys. You could. We got some nice stuff for you right now. You want to go on and try it, Kevin?
I'd really go for the mother load.
I'm going for it, Kevin. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. They're pretty good. I hope they're not bordering on a little smug now. They got these things pretty quick, except for the carrots thing they needed some help on, but okay.
So there's places, science, or odds and ends left.
Okay, there it is. Frank?
Places.
Places, this could be anywhere. Yes. Lourdes has, you know, Lourdes. And Hartford around here have what?
There's
Lourdes over in France.
Holy
they
Hill.
Got that. And around here, what have they got?
Basilica.
You're saying Holy Hill?
Holy Hill.
Yeah, the Shrine to Mary.
Holy Hill, then, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And Kevin, you're agreeing with that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right, Holy Hill. Holy cow.
Frank, you'll swing at a concert with Chick Corea and Bella Fleck at Milwaukee's Marcus Center for the Performing Arts.
Oh, wow.
And in September, watch log sawing, shingle making, and much more at the 15th Annual Threshery, the signature event of the Richfield Historical Society.
Good
Take
stuff.
The whole family to an old courthouse, jail, and convent with your membership to the Washington County Historical Society.
Oh, nice.
Enjoy performances at Festive Fridays and the Footlights Family Series at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center in Sheboygan, and treat yourself to tasty roasted nuts from the Scoop DeVille on Hartford's Main Street. Kevin, your prize package begins with a full estate tour of a national historic landmark.
My pleasure, Michael.
That's 10 chimneys in bucolic Genesee Depot, including the main house, rustic studios, gardens, and an enchanting cottage, along with a Robin's Egg blue t-shirt from the 10 Chimneys
Frank,
Foundation, some Usinger's Fine Sausage,
Frank.
A 10th anniversary mug from the Milwaukee Art Museum, and return to Hartford in June for a production of Fiddler on the Roof by the Hartford Players. Congratulations to you both.
Hang on, Kevin. We'll make sure you get that. Thanks for playing, man.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Frank. Good job.